su de January 3, 2022. This is the final media consultation for Franciel Delgado Mesa, the age 31 years old. The vital sign, the high 55, weight 125, blood pressure 100/77, pulse 84, respiration 18, temperature is 92.2. And the history of the present ill, this is 31 years old, men who come today for final evaluation, who complete the medical care and therapy, with good effort, comfort, response, and improve over the injury area. But the patient is still in pain, discomfort, spasm of the muscles, limited run, and tendency. Exacerbate with normal daily activity. The physical examination, the cervical spine, the pain is moderate, tendency is moderate, spasm moderate, isomaneuver negative, pulling manube negative, open manube negative. Thoracic spine, the pain moderate, tendency moderate, spasmo moderate, tiger point, T2, T9. The lumbar spine, the pain moderate, tendency moderate, spasmo moderate. In diagnosis, is cervical spine sprain strain with 2% of the partial impairment. The thoracic spine sprain strain 2% of the partial impairment. The lumbar spine sprain strain it has the sick percent of the partial impairment. Do the patient has L4 and L5, the alaris posterior this Bowen present without stenosis of the central canal or neural foramen. At the level the 5S1, the alaris posterior protruding herniated this measure approximately 3.6 millimeters with tearing of the annulus, which causes central canal stenosis, best seen on the sagittal image, and number 6 and the T2 weighting sequence with compression of the thecal sac. The neural foramen are patent. This is the impression. The partial impairment is the 6%. In the right shoulder, strain. Injury is the 1% of the partial impairment. The right shoulder is sprain strain with 1% of the partial impairment. The left elbow is sprain strain injury is the 1% of the partial impairment. The right ankle sprain strain injury is 0% of the partial impairment. The left femur sprain strain with 0% of the partial impairment. Is the left femur sprain strain injury with 0% of the partial impairment. And the recommendation is a Flexeri 10 milligram one tablet advertised as an inflammatory drug. Ibuprofen is 100 milligram as needed. The patient was advised to follow with an orthopedic for evaluation for treatment as needed. The education, the patient was instructed and counseled. After the evaluation, medical record and diagnosis report supporting clinical findings. The patient reached MMI as of today, but remain of the 13% of the partial impairment according to the ANA guideline by edition by DRE method. The patient is discharged today. The discussion with the patient, the improve, the follow, and the future follow, the time spent with the patient was the 25 minutes.